Okay, let's talk about this this punt return rule, which you have grasped onto. You know, Donnie's getting a little press as the walk-on wideout who's making plays.
But absolutely. You're deserves out
there,
all of it.
Yeah, but you're out there making plays as well. Mm-hmm. A couple, I don't know if you saw, Phil, when you watch film, the last return, you were probably one guy from breaking it.
Yeah, so. I felt it. Sure did.
Yeah. So tell me about that. You returned punts in high school, I'm assuming? Or
I did. It was a little different in high school, you know. Coming from Columbia, Illinois, it's a 4A IHSA school, and you don't really see many punts as you do here, obviously, in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
But, yes, I did return punts in high school.
Yeah.
Just, like I said, just a little different. But, I feel really comfortable back there. I feel like I'm pretty natural back there.
Yeah.
And Coach Ligashevsky and Coach Bellamy have really worked with me and really just told me to, you know, catch it first before I start running so we don't have any fumbles. And then obviously I've been trying to just be more aggressive. I've been known to be the guy that always fair catches it and catches the ball. But I wanted to press my role and be able to be more aggressive like I did today.
I want to talk about that. So the first one, little rugby punt, it's spinning. Yep. You got to let that go. You're probably I've seen punt returners get mad because it's like, oh, man, if I just can grab that fall out, it's 15 more yards or whatever.
That's what it was. Yeah, that ball rolled maybe 30 extra yards, and it should have been my job to pick that up. And
but
at least
at some point,
you
can't risk the turnover.
You're right.
When it's
you're
knuckler
right.
like that,
yeah,
it's
– absolutely. But I should have gotten better position and at least stopped the ball from, you know, getting another 30 yards and pinning us back in our own 20. So
and so then the very next punt, you do the same thing. Same
absolutely.
Punt, you jump on it, and I tweeted at the time. I'm like, that's – like, people don't realize that's a 25-yard play.
Yeah,
like grabbing
field
that
position is huge.
Yes,
and we want to put our offense in the best spot possible to start the drive. And that's what really gets the momentum going, and that's what we want.
Let's talk about the one you didn't call the fair catch.
Okay.
You spun out of it,
got
some yards and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Talk me through that decision, because that's got to be hard to know. You know, you call the fair catch, and it's too much, or you don't, and they're right there.
Absolutely. So Before the game, my mindset was, I don't want a fair catch every single one. I want to be as aggressive as possible. So the ball was in the air, and it was up there for quite a while. But I took a peek, and I saw the long snapper coming, and I was thinking, I got one guy. I need to account for one guy. I need to be able to beat this guy.
Yep.
And then I saw another guy coming in quick, but by the time I was already getting ready to catch the ball, I saw him. And I was like, you know what? I got to try and make this guy miss, spun, and got as much as I could out of it. So I'm just trying to be more aggressive. Mm-hmm. And
then the last one, you were an inch from breaking.
Yeah.
Talk about that one.
Yeah,
the ball
kept
bouncer,
rolling.
Yeah.
It reminded me of the first one up in the first quarter, and I didn't want the same thing to happen, so I want to put myself in better position. Coach Liggs, we talked about it before, just make sure to field all the balls and make sure we get good field position. And all the guys were blocking perfectly. They set a little crease for me, and I got as much as I could, and if I would have broke that one more tackle, we had a chance at bringing it back. But field position is huge, and I'm really glad I got that for the team right there.
Seems to be a theme here, you know, with you know, Blake Hayes has pinned like 19 of 20 punts.
Best punts in the nation.
One touchback, and you know, field position is very important to this team. You know, the yardage was equal today, more or less, but the game was a blowout because all of the little things went your guys' way. So talk about the emphasis on special teams at practice.
Oh, well, having Blake Hayes as our punter, every single day I'm the one catching the punts from Blake. So, you know, there's no one better than Blake, and he really gets me ready for game day. And then especially Caleb Griffin, if we're facing a right-footed punter like we were today, Caleb will mirror what the punter does and give me a better look and kick the ball just like they do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd give all my credit to them. I mean, they're the ones that are giving me the looks, giving me the balls I need to be able to catch. And like I said, Coach Bellamy and Coach Ligashevsky have been really good at coaching me up on how to catch a ball and make a move. And it's a big emphasis. You know, that's one thing we put a lot of pride into. We really want that unit to be solid, because that's a glue between offense and defense. And we want to be able to give it our best every single game. And I feel like we had a really great day. And Blake is always just unbelievable with his punts. And they helped me tremendously. It's not all me.
Tell me the mood from halftime coming out, third quarter.
Yeah, when we went at halftime, you know, it was a little quiet, you know, kind of shocked. We wanted to start fast, and, you know, we kind of just Coach Ligashevsky, once again, he was the guy that said, you know, no need to panic. We just gotta be able to motivate each other, bring someone with you, and just get things going. And after that, people started to get the buzz up, and then after that, you know, we came out fast and we finished strong. That's what Coach Smith wanted us to do, yep. Just finish strong.
All right, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike.
Right, thanks.
You can keep going. I was going to ask if you can.
Hey, dude. Okay, 618. I grew up in the 618. Cool. So I'm from Highland originally.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, so I know my East Side pretty well. Cool. Oh, well, let's start with the Emos question then. You like deep dish or you like Emos?
Emos. Uh-huh. Emos, definitely uh-huh. Emos.
Have you run into any players here? Like, you know, I came from St. Louis area. Mm-hmm. I grew up on Emos. I love it.
Right.
All the Chicago people hate it. It's pizza on a cracker. Right. What is this? Do you preach the greatness of Emos
of
around
course.
Here?
Of course. Coach Miles Smith, Coach Smith's son, he yeah. says he hates Emos.
Uh-huh.
It was kind of like a little stab in the chest.
Yes, it you know, was. Like it's personal.
It's a delicious pizza.
Yes.
Can you know, like.
Exactly. Thank you. I'm glad to hear that. Okay, so a couple injuries and this and that. Number gets called today. You know, I'm guessing you knew that going in. What's your mentality going into it?
Just to, you know, do what Coach Clark and my teammates taught me, you know, read my keys. Just playing hard, you know. It's not like, oh, what can I do? It's what the team needs me to do. If I have to stay in my gap, stay in my gap, mm-hmm. run into the ball, all that. It's just, you know, a team effort.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about that one big tackle for loss. You shoot a gap. What was that play?
The tight end was on me, and he arced. Mm-hmm. And I saw Camilo Eifert, one of the linebackers. I saw him hit the running back, and he missed. So I'm like, okay, like this is my time.
He's my guy.
Don't miss, you know.
Yeah.
So you know, I just started running for it, and I just went for it, and I made the tackle.
Yeah, does it feel good? I mean, I get out there on a college field. And
hands down, the greatest feeling I ever felt in my life.
Yeah? Yeah, great. And tell me about the locker room afterwards. You know, 5-4 now.
Oh, my God. So much fun. We're all dancing, hopping around, throwing water. We have recruits in there.
Yeah.
You know, they were saying, like, how much we're turning the program around. You know,
yeah.
It's a great experience.
Yeah, it's great. And I guess now on to next week, you know, 3 games to get that bowl eligibility. How do you think the mentality of the team is right now?
On to the next, you know, just to get better, learn from my mistakes.
Yep.
You know, I know tomorrow we'll be up here watching film, watching our mistakes and stuff. You know, it's just a team effort. You know, he's got to move on and play better next week.
I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank
Thanks.
You.
All right, I guess I'm doing all Metro East guys. I talked to Randolph. I talked to Jordan Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
First, the question I need to know is if you're an Emos guy
mm-hmm.
or if you're a Chicago deep dish pizza guy.
I'm an Emos guy.
You're an
definitely.
Emos guy.
Yes, uh-huh. sir.
Why don't people understand Emos? Why do all the Chicago people hate it so much?
They never had it.
Yes.
It has to be.
Yes.
It has to be the only reason they never had it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Good. Tell me about... you know, you're climbing the record books here with forced mm-hmm. fumbles.
Yes, sir.
Where'd all this love for hitting come from?
I mean, it's my first time stepping on the football field. That's what I knew to do. The person
yep.
with the ball, I play offense and yep. defense. So the person with the ball, I got to do my best to try to get it out. Whether if he's running it, I got to hit him hard to get it out. If he's passing it, I got to take yeah. it out the air. So, I mean, since I first started playing at 4 years old, I was just always a big hitter.
Yeah. Did you – now, you were at Miller Career Academy before East St. Louis,
yes,
right?
Sir.
So where did you grow up playing youth ball in St. Louis?
In New Orleans.
Yeah?
In New Orleans, Louisiana.
Yeah?
I didn't get to St. Louis until my junior year of high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a year at Miller and then a year at
East St. Louis, yes,
yeah.
sir.
And just all around the country hitting people.
Yeah,
yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah.
All right, thanks, Dan.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Dan.